Lamentations chapter 2. How the Lord has covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Israel, and has not remembered his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord has swallowed up all the houses of Jacob, and has not pitied, he has in his wrath, anger, judgment thrown down the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground. He has polluted the kingdom and its princes. In his fierce anger he has cut off all the kingdom of Israel. He has drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he burned against Jacob like a flaming fire, which devours all around. He has bent his bow like an enemy. He stood with his right hand as an adversary, and killed all who were pleasing to the eyes in the tabernacle. Temple of the daughter of Zion. He poured out his fury like fire. The Lord was as an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel, he has swallowed up all her palaces. He has destroyed his strongholds, and has increased mourning and lamentation, loud crying, in the daughter of Judah. And he has violently taken away his tabernacle. Temple. As if it were of a garden. He has destroyed his places of the assembly. The Lord Jehovah has caused the solemn feasts and Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion, and has in the indignation of his anger despised the king and the priest. The Lord has cast off his altar, he has despised his sanctuary temple. He has given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn feast. The Lord Jehovah has determined to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion, he has stretched out a line, he has not withdrawn his hand from destroying, therefore he caused the stronghold and the wall to cry aloud, they became weak together. Her gates are sunk into the ground. He has destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are scattered among the Gentiles, non-Jews, nations. The law is no more. Her prophets also find no vision from the Lord Jehovah. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground, and keep silence, they have cast up dust upon their heads. They have clothed themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground. My eyes fail with tears, my stomach is in turmoil, my liver is poured upon the earth, because of the destruction of the daughter of my people. Because the children and the nursing babies faint in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, where is corn and wine? When they fainted as the wounded in the streets of the city, when their soul was poured out into their mother's bosom. What thing shall I take to witness for you? What thing shall I compare to you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I equal to you, that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? Because your breach is great like the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets have seen vain and foolish things for you, and they have not uncovered your sin, to turn away your captivity, but have seen for you false visions and causes of banishment. All who pass by clap their hands at you. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All your enemies have opened their mouth against you, they hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we looked for, we have found, we have seen it. The Lord Jehovah has done that which he had determined, he has fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old, he has thrown down, and has not pitied. And he has caused your enemy to rejoice over you, he has set up the kingdom of your adversaries. Their heart cried to the Lord. O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night, give yourself no rest. Do not let the apple of your eye cease. Arise, cry out in the night. In the beginning of the watches pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord, lift up your hands towards him for the life of your young children, who faint for hunger at the head of every street. Look down, O Lord Jehovah, and consider to whom you have done this. Shall the women eat their fruit, and children whom they held? Shall the priest and the prophet be killed in the sanctuary temple of the Lord? The young and the old lie on the ground in the streets, my virgins and my young men have fallen by the sword, you have killed them in the day of your anger, you have killed, and not pitied. You have called as in a solemn day my terrors all around, so that in the day of the Lord's Jehovah's anger none escaped nor remained. Those who I have cared for and brought up my enemy has consumed.